Long time ago, there was this shepherd boy. He was watching over the sheep because that was his job. His daddy said, "You watch over the sheep." And a lion comes slithering through the grass and grabs a lamb, takes it off. This young man goes after him. Now, nobody in their right mind would do that, except a young man that had an exceptional faith in his God and a tremendous attitude toward duty. My dad gave me all these sheep, and I'm not going to lose any of them. And he went after the lion, and the lion turned back, and he killed the lion and took the lamb back to its mother. Then a little later, a bear comes out of the woods. And bear comes in, takes a lamb. He goes after the bear, kills the bear. Now, we don't know exactly how all this happened, but we do know this. When God is in something, nothing's impossible. I know this. If you're not real careful, the old devil can destroy us. But when the Lord's with us, the devil has to run. And so this young man, his dad says, "Hey, son, come here. I want you to take all this foodstuffs." He's got a bushel basket of parched corn. "I want you to take it to your brothers and some cheeses because they're in war and they're in the military. I want you to go take it to them and feed them. Give them a little extra." Okay. So he goes in, and as he's going in, he sees his brothers and he gives it to them, and they talk a little bit, and all of a sudden he hears this noise off the distance, a big bellow. "Come fight me." What is that? He looks over, and there's this huge guy over on the other side of the river, over the other side of the creek, and he's yelling at the Israelites, "Somebody come fight me. If you win, we'll be your servants. If I win, you're our servants." And all of the guys around him, including his brothers, begin to kind of slither away and hide. He said, why doesn't somebody go fight him? And all of a sudden, the word got back to Saul. "There's a young man here. He'll go fight this guy. Why didn't someone go fight him? He doesn't seem to be afraid." Now listen to this. When the Lord is for you, we don't need to be afraid. Remember that. The Bible says the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. So fear doesn't have to be in our heart. So they call him in, and Saul says to him, "Son, you need to use my armor if you're going to go fight. But besides that, what makes you think as a kid," he's 17 years old. Anybody in this room 17? Would you stand up? And did you know David was 17 years old and had red hair and was fearless? You can sit down now. Okay, all right. And so he said, "Look, I'll go fight the lion, and I'll go fight Goliath." And they said to him, "Well, what makes you think you can win? Look, you're this young kid. You're not a man of war." And he tells the story of the lion and the bear. He says, "Because the Lord is for me, and the Lord's for us, and the Lord's going to give me the victory." And he had so much simple faith that Saul said, "Okay." And so David goes down the mountain, and he's got a little shepherd's bag where he carries stuff in it, and he was going down, and the Bible says his sling was dangling down. He had his sling in his hand. Now, a sling is not like a slingshot today. It was a rope that was long. It had a little pouch in it, sewed into it, and then the string came back to the other side. So he'd hold it in his fingers, and he could take that sling and sling it around, 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 around. And if you've ever done that and let something go out of it, it can go like a gun if you have enough centrifugal force behind it. Well, David had practiced with that. We don't know, but maybe that's the way he stunned the lion and the bear, was with that slingshot. We don't know. But David was so sure that God was with him that he goes running down the mountain, and Goliath sees him coming, and he says, "What are you sending some kid to fight me?" And he's looking at him, and David's running, and he goes down to the creek, and he's picking up some stones. Does anybody know how many stones he picked up? Anybody knows how many stones he picked up? Yes, ma'am. Five smooth stones, because they've been rolling over in the water. And you know, smooth stones fly straighter than rough stones. So he took those five smooth stones and put them in his bag. Pull one of them out, put it in his pouch. And he looks at old Goliath and he says, the Lord's going to give me the victory over you today because of our God. My God is going to give me the victory so that everybody will know that he reigns. And he starts running toward Goliath. And I think Goliath kind of said, what is going on here? So he starts coming down toward David, and David's taking that slingshot, and he's running, and he starts whirling around, around, around. And you let one end go. And when you let the one end go, if you let it go back here, it slings that rock. So you have to practice and practice and practice. But if you do, it's like anything else. You can aim it very well. Well, he let that go. And I'm sure David prayed and said, Lord, you got to help me make sure this rock goes to the right place. And that rock went at like 100 miles an hour, like a gun shot out of a bullet. And all of a sudden, it hits Goliath right in his forehead. And the Bible says it sank in. So that means he had a lot of force around it. And when he let it go, the Lord directed it. And the Bible says Goliath fell face forward down on the ground. And David runs up and he grabs his sword. Did you know David didn't even have a sword? He had nothing but his slingshot and the Lord. He had nothing but his slingshot and the Lord. And the Lord plus anything is enough. So he grabs that old head of that old giant, takes the sword and cuts it off. And then David's got Goliath's head by his hair. And he's walking up to Saul. And he goes up to Saul and said, the Lord gives the victory. Well, the Israelites are already defeating the Philistines, and they're running all over the place. And David's just simple, carrying the head of Goliath up to the king, showed it to him, and he's got Goliath's sword in his hand. What I want you to learn about this story is this. Simple faith in the Lord makes all the difference. It's not because David was big and strong. He wasn't. He was just fearless because he believed God was with him. And if God is with you, you can be fearless too. In other words, you don't have to worry about the dark. You don't have to worry about anything when the Lord is with you. And the Bible says, the Lord said himself in Hebrews 13, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So the Lord's always with you when you trust him as your Savior. So we don't have to be afraid. And when God asks us to do something, he will always help us to win the victory. So you can win too against the enemies that you face. And when I say enemies you face, anybody ever has faced an enemy in the dark and it really wasn't anything, but it was scary to you? Don't raise your hand. But your parents are the same way when they were kids. All were. But you don't have to be afraid because the Lord is with you.